question is asked in halakha, is it permissible for a Jew to take his fellow Jew to secular court? Maran discusses this in Hoshe Mishpat and Siman Chavav, halakha Aleph, where he clearly writes that it is unequivocally forbidden with a great isur to legislate in the courts of Goyim. Adjudicate is the right word, in courts of Goyim, taking one Jew against another Jew. They learn this from the Pasuk in the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, Ve'ilah Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, that the courts, the cases should be placed in front of the Jewish courts and not in front of the secular courts. Any Jew that takes his fellow Jew to the secular court, in truth, denies the veracity of the Torah law. As if to say the Torah doesn't know the answer to this, so we got to go to the Goyim to give us an answer. This is a grave avon. So the question is then asked, let's say one of the parties does not want to go to Bedin. They don't want to go to the rabbinical court. So there's a process as that as well. The Jew must summon his friend to the Bedin and let him refuse the Bedin. After three times, if he refuses them, and sometimes even less than that, Beit Din will write a letter allowing the Jew to then go and adjudicate in secular court. But it must be done through that process. You can't bypass the Beit Din. You need a ketav from the Beit Din allowing you to go to the secular courts. There was a case of a fellow that went to the secular courts, and he lost. So he said, all right, I lost in secular court, now I'll go to Beit Din. I'll try it in Beit Din. According to the halakha, you cannot do that. That the rabbis put a knas on him. Once already he went to secular court, now he's figuring he'll shoot his luck at the Beit Din. We do not judge such a case. However, the fellow made teshuvah, which means he went to the secular court and he truly is contrite and he wants to make teshuvah and then go to Beit Din. So then the halakha says he can go, of course, into the Beit Din. There is a question, is it permissible to arbitrate with a goy? Which means, let's say he doesn't want to go to Beit Din either, he just wants to sit down with a third party, he'll hear the two sides, and make a settlement. According to the halakha, the shach brings down in that same siman, it is permissible to do arbitration with a goy. Last but not least, there are some cases, for example, criminal cases, that are needed to be judged in a secular court. When it comes to criminal case, where the state is the prosecutor, so then already you should ask a rabbi exactly what the deen is in criminal charges. If Beit Din or the secular court summons a witness to come to their courts and testify, halakha says that since it would be halul Hashem in the country if you don't go testify, so you would go testify. But again, you have to ask rabbinical guidance what you're allowed to testify against a Jew and what you are not allowed to testify. So again, the halakha, one should refrain from going to secular courts and monetary cases and should adjudicate all his cases in a local bedi.